that he was of special needs and had done nothing wrong at all. And again, a huge percentage of the American public doesn't know that this story was entirely made up. In defense of the governor of Utah, he did aggressively condemn the Oregon fans for their chance.
I mean, he's the governor of Utah. Yeah. I mean, you know, he better.
Well, yeah. I mean, and in general, I would say do better than immediately assuming that any allegation is true, particularly if you're an elected official. I mean, Biden has been awful on this because he's come out multiple times now on stories. Used example, the border, the whipping incident for the people on the horse, where he says, oh, they're 100% guilty, basically, and there are going to be consequences. The investigation takes place. They didn't do anything wrong, but the Biden administration's put the proverbial cart before the horse.
We got about less than 6 weeks now before Election Day, everybody.
50 days exactly
50
today.
50 days. So it is a sprint from now till then. This should be your one-stop shop, a place we all gather together to focus on what matters and to mobilize, because I think we're heading into a better place. I think the economy might get a little rough here, but we are going to be in a better place by the end of this year going into next year. And so there's optimism ahead, and we want to focus on that too. But we need all of you. We need you to spread the word, to listen, to download the podcast, to share with friends, to join us. Clay and I have a little mission here, saving the country.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. A year ago, there was not a bad investment to make. The stock market was still showing growth. The housing market was on fire. Cryptocurrency was something you were flirting with, maybe. What a difference a year makes. The bubble may have burst on not just one of those investment angles, but all of them. I mean, who knows? But what I do know is that gold and silver may turn out to be the safest, most reliable investment there is. Certainly over time, that's been proven, particularly when markets are volatile. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. Gold is solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and the best pricing guarantees. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today and request your free precious metals investment guide toll free at 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Magicians use misdirection to fool their audience. This is exactly what many of our politicians and the media have been doing for years, focusing on identity politics issues while distracting the voters from the real issues. A broken immigration system, rampant crime, energy dependence again, runaway inflation, and China's announced intention to rule the world. So in the coming election, vote only for candidates who represent your views on the crucial, important issues. Some of these other things won't matter much if China invades Taiwan while our attention is misdirected to transgender bathrooms and such. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake has hit central Mexico. No word yet on casualties, but we are learning now tsunami waves have reached 10 feet. Crowds massing in the streets earlier in the day in London, later at Windsor Castle, to honor Queen Elizabeth II, whose 70-year reign defined an age. In a country known for pageantry, it was the first state funeral since Winston Churchill's. A Republican candidate for the Senate says there's a reason some media reports supporting the president's economic policies are, quote, out of touch with the average American.
Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance tells the Salem Radio Network many who work in the legacy media are far removed from the day-to-day lives of most Americans.
They don't even know somebody who doesn't agree with them and who doesn't live like they do.
Vance says many in the media also enjoy high salaries and remain unaware of the challenges facing many working families.
And they don't realize there's a whole other country out there that is much more precarious and much more day-to-day than the people who write for the New York Times, the people who read the New York Times.
J.D. Vance is currently leading his Democrat opponent in the race to replace Ohio's retiring GOP Senator Rob Portman. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden's comments raising questions about U.S. policy regarding Taiwan.
When asked during an interview on 60 Minutes whether U.S. forces would defend Taiwan if it is attacked by China, the president said yes. It marks the fourth time he has made a similar statement regarding the island territory. Each time, White House officials rushed to clarify Mr. Biden's statements, explaining there was no change in U.S. policy. China criticized the president's latest comment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-912.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. Sam Peters for Congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. They beat the Connecticut Sun 78-71 in Game 4 of the WNBA Finals, taking the best-of-five series 3-1, winning the first WNBA championship in the team's franchise history. It was also the first Major League championship won by any Las Vegas team. Finals MVP Chelsea Gray led the Aces with 20 points and 6 assists. Las Vegas will celebrate the Aces WNBA championship with a parade tomorrow on the Las Vegas Strip. It's a short parade, but it will begin near Caesar's Palace and head south on Las Vegas Boulevard to the Bellagio, where a stage will be set up in front of the fountains of the Bellagio. The event is scheduled to begin tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 and last about an hour. The Aces are going to be presented with a key to the Las Vegas Strip. Traffic southbound on Las Vegas Boulevard between Flamingo and the Bellagio Drive is going to be shut down from 6 in the morning until 11 tomorrow night. Well, the Raiders 29-23 loss, we'll get to that next hour.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a crash on Interstate 11 northbound. That's at College Drive. It's blocking the left lane there. Also, we're seeing some slow flows on Interstate 15 southbound. That's mainly between Oakey and Tropicana, and you'll touch the brakes 15 north at sunset.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, September 19th. We are rolling on towards October. A busy sports weekend, not a totally satisfying sports weekend, but it was interesting. We will talk about the Raiders' loss. They're now 0-2, and we'll also talk about the Aces and their first ever WNBA title that they brought back yesterday after beating Mohican Sun, the Connecticut Sun. It was an amazing performance by a great basketball team. Before we do that, though, I want to check in with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Victor, 50 days and counting. In some of the latest polling, the Emerson polling, we have 11 or 12% undecided. Are folks finally becoming engaged about this midterm election? Victor.
Kevin, I know the polling is very close. The rates are coming right down to the wire. I think what you're seeing is Republicans have the momentum. Usually with those undecideds, you will see them break towards the non-incumbent party. And I think you're going to see the same thing here in Nevada.
Let me just ask you, do you think that the folks are now getting engaged? Are we to that point? They always say after Labor Day, well, sometimes it takes till after Labor Day and then some. Are you convinced that folks are finally starting to get engaged with this midterm election?
Yeah, I think they are. I think, you know, obviously, as you said, we're at 50 days. It's kind of, you know, something's got to happen at this point. So, you know, I think there are a few people who aren't quite sure which way they're going to go. And now's their time to kind of start looking at it. And, you know, I don't even think it's going to be the TV ads as much. I think you're going to see things like the gas pump and the grocery bill. You know, the things that, you know, people are experiencing in their everyday lives. You know, when it's healthcare, it's you know, that's kind of more out there, and it's like, well, that's a problem, but I probably didn't have a medical bill in the last year. When it's gas prices, it's, oh, I had to go to the gas pump, and I can't worries about basically, you know, at the grocery store and deciding, you know, what type of food am I going to buy? I mean, those are top of the mind issues for voters, and I think that bodes really well for Democrat policies have driven up inflation and driven up prices at the pump and at the grocery store.
Does the Biden argument that things are getting better and the price of gasoline is coming down, he has come out a couple of times over the last week trying to say everything's just fine, there is no problem here, move on. Is that going to work?
Well, it's going to help, I think. I mean, it's better that prices are going down than that that they were going up. But I don't think it's going to be this kind of cure-all. I mean, the prices are still much higher than they were when he took office. And I think that's going to be the thing that hurts him. So, yeah, is it better that they've gone down a little bit? Absolutely. But, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to think Biden's done a great job at the gas pump. I mean, even in our short-term culture, I don't think anyone's memory is, you know, is that short.
I want to ask you about the races themselves, in particular the gubernatorial race and the U.S. Senate race. The latest polling from Emerson College shows it's a dead heat. Is that how you see? Let's begin with the Senate race. Catherine Cortez Masto has spent $35 million on this race trying to define Adam Laxalt. And yet it hasn't really worked. They are in a dead heat. She can't get above 50%. What do you make of this race 50 days out?
I mean, she's dumped all this money on him, and he's still even with her. And so as the spending tightens up, you're going to see her negatives go up a little higher. And then the biggest issue is I just think the undecided start breaking towards the non-incumbent. And I think that really favors Laxalt. I mean, some of these polls, she's at 40, 41, 44%. Those are not winning numbers for an incumbent, even in Nevada where, you know, you can afford to win with like 47, 48%. So I really think, you know, Laxalt is in a really strong position, and I would be surprised if he doesn't win.
I want to ask you about the governor's race, which is tied 40-40. The fact is that Sheriff Joe is coming up a bit. Steve Sisolak is kind of mired at 40%. He can't get it to go up or down. Can you talk a little bit about that race? And do you feel as bullish about this race as you do about the Senate race?
Yeah, I am slightly less optimistic. I am still optimistic. I mean, I still think Sisolak is likely to lose. I think Lombardo it should be considered a lean Republican seat. I think the biggest difference, you see a lot of the same dynamics where, you know, what Sisolak and his allies have been able to spend a lot, attack Lombardo, and the race is still very close with a lot of undecided. You know, it'd be one thing if it was, you know, Sisolak 50% and Lombardo 48%. Even though that race would be close, you could say, okay, well, all Sisolak has to do is hold on. But, you know, when Sisolak is polling, you know, somewhere in the low 40s, it's just hard to win with that number when you just expect that start breaking against the incumbent. And the only reason I think Sisolak has a little better chance than Masto is because it's a lot easier to connect Masto to Biden's policies than it is Sisolak. And Sisolak, you know, ironically, all this inflation-causing spending, I think is really harmful politically for Masto. But, you know, for Sisolak, it's been great because he's been able to go around the state and just, you know, drop tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars on projects and say, look at all this stuff I'm doing. You know, and I think that has some appeal to voters. So, yeah, I'm a little less optimistic on Sisolak, but I still think I think Republicans should be favored in both.
Is abortion going to be an issue? At least in the polling I've seen, it's not number one, and it's a distant number two in other polling. Can you talk a little bit about the abortion issue, and is it something that's going to be in play here?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be in play, and I think what you see is happening is Democrats don't want to talk about the main issue, which is the economy, which is inflation, which is cost of living, and so they are so excited to have something else to talk about. And it's also an appeal to their base, right? They're trying to say, abortion is on the ballot, and I know the prices may be high, but if Republicans get elected, you won't be able to kill your unborn child, so come out and vote for us. And so I think that's really what you're seeing with the abortion issue is, how do you play a losing hand? You try and talk about something else. And in this case, it's probably on average a winning issue for Democrats in Nevada and Republicans. I mean, politically wise, have just said, look, there's nothing we can do without voter approval. This is a non-issue. And I think that's, I think as that message gets out, which is accurate. I mean, that's the thing. It's not just a message. It's truth. I think some of the salience of that issue is going to go away.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And, Victor, one of the largest voting blocks is unaffiliated, independents. Do we know how this is going to play out, and what should the messaging be to these independents? And should it be different than what you would do playing to your own base or possible Democrats?
I think the economy message works really well. The thing is, you look at Nevada's voter registration, obviously you had this huge uptick in unaffiliated voters. And a lot of what's happening is just the voter law, where you go to the DMV, you are automatically registered unless you affirmatively say no, and then you're automatically registered as a nonpartisan. So I think a lot of these people would not have even been registered before. And thanks to the law change, they're now on the books. But whether or not they turn out, I don't think they're going to turn out anywhere near as high a percentage as Republicans and Democrats. Just their sheer amount of numbers is going to make them formidable. But I think you play up the economy, but I just think a lot of them aren't really interested in voting, and you're just going to see a lower turnout.
Let me ask you about one area that we haven't talked about a lot, and that is the initiatives, 1, 2, and 3. And we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes, because there are a lot of people saying you need to vote no on 1, 2, and 3. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Victor Jakes joining us, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an Opportunity Pack.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local for a Monday. Joining us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it's something that we haven't talked about a lot because most of our conversation has been at the top of the ticket and even some of the county commission races and things like that. But the initiatives that are out there, and I've heard more and more people saying one, two, and three, that we need to be voting no on them. Can we go through some of these initiatives and your thoughts on them? In particular, question one on the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment. Everybody seems to say, oh, this is wonderful. But then when you look into the act itself, it's not quite as good as a lot of people would initially think. Can you talk a little bit about one?
Yeah, absolutely, and you've hit the nail right on the head. I mean, you have to ask yourself the question, are people equal? And the answer, of course, is something only a lawyer could love. It depends. You know, are people equal in the sense that, you know, we're all have worth and value because we're made in the image of God? Yes. Are people equal in the sense that they deserve a trial in front of their peers if they're accused of a crime? Yes. Are people equal in the sense that they're exactly the same? Of course not. And so the problem is having an Equal Rights Amendment that says, you know, the government can't treat people differently based on a host of different characteristics, and it leads to absurdity. You know, for instance, one of the things it says is the government can't basically treat people differently on the basis of disability. So is a blind person supposed to be able to get a driver's license and drive a bus, a school bus? Are we okay with that? Well, of course not, because they're blind, and it's not a personal knock on them, but it is a reality. And so, yes, it makes sense that there are laws that treat people differently in certain circumstances based on disability. It makes sense that there are laws that treat people differently based on their age. Should we have four-year-olds voting? No, of course not, because they're 4 years old. But if you have an Equal Rights Amendment that says the government can't deny or abridge rights on the basis of age, what happens then? And then, of course, you get to, what the left really cares about, which is sex and gender identity. Because, should we be able to treat people differently on the basis of their sex? Well, if you're